This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live from the Cape Fire Agra International at the Bismarck Event Center, the first of 2 days that we'll be here, and we brought free pie. Yeah, Todd and I are kind of partial to pie, so we called our friend Malcolm Oltman. Him and his wife, Teresa, make the best pie on the planet Earth up there in Devil's Lake. Go to all those Pride of Dakota shows and lots of other shows, and we're giving out slices of free little pie social 11 today. Free pie. Todd, are you excited?
Very.
Exactly right.
Now what kind of pie are we going to have?
It's such good pie that the Governor Burgum came back early from Washington, D.C. Enough of the president and the White House is cooking. We're going to have a little hometown North Dakota pie. And we start today with Governor Doug Burgum on What's on Your Mind live from the Bismarck Event Center today. Governor, how you doing?
Good morning, Scott.
Glad to have you on the program today. Sound like a busy couple of days in Washington, D.C. What's the top takeaways?
First of all, you know, we have to feel great about the direction our country is headed. When you create 7 million jobs, you heard the jobs report last week, and what we've done, this administration, what it's done for North Dakota, lower taxes, lower regulation, clean power plan, Waters of the USA, the NEPA stuff. I mean, removing regulation and getting out of the way of the private sector and then letting it, go. I mean, look at that jobs report. In January, that just came in last week, had almost as many jobs created in the nation as we have in the state of North Dakota. Can you imagine that? And so it is fantastic the direction we're going, and it was wonderful to be with all the nation's governors. And, of course, we've got, they rank the governors, the top 10 governors in the nation in terms of how the citizens rate their performance are all Republicans, the majority of the top 20. And so the kinds of policies that Brent Sanford and I are working on here with our legislature in North Dakota every day are the ones that are working to help move this country ahead. Strong borders, strengthen the military. It's a great time to be there and great to have an opportunity to be with the president at the prayer breakfast on Friday night at an event, Sunday night at the White House, Sunday and then Monday morning. Just yesterday, we were there with 36 governors doing breakouts with cabinet level members and. So fantastic trip and really move the agenda forward for North Dakota.
When you talk about, breakout sessions, and I noticed the meetings were listed as business sessions at the White House, you've told us before about how you were amazed at how efficient those meetings were and how much gets done, and when the president comes in, how he listens, and then kind of comes back with a plan. Same thing this trip? I mean, just give us a little insight into how these you got a lot to do in a short period of time. How do you do it?
It is really well run, and you get all the governors on a secure bus at 6:30 in the morning. You roll through security quickly, get into the White House, break into breakout groups. The staff there's got it all figured out. So in this case, I was the first one that I was in was really important in North Dakota about transforming American communities through 5G and connectivity, and particularly that matters for rural areas. So 7 other governors, 4 cabinet. Officials that were there, from Secretary Sonny Perdue to, Larry Kudlow, people that are in a position to really drive and influence. And then the next, you do that for an hour, get a bunch of great ideas. I'm coming home. I'm taking notes, getting ideas from what other states are doing to advance this. And then we were flipped. And then the group that I was in with another group of governors with cabinet level secretaries and the Assistant Attorney General of the United States, talking about criminal justice reform, which we know is a thing that is really important to us, helping people with a disease of addiction. And it's really important to helping keep our costs down in terms of how we spend our dollars efficiently. And so, again, then you're done with those. Then you break out. Then you go in. Then you hear from the vice president roundtable. They want to hear from governors. Then the president comes in. We hear from him. He wants to hear from governors. And I was pleased that in that session, too, I was able to thank the president on behalf of all the farmers in North Dakota. But certainly, you know, mentioned the other governors in Nome in South Dakota and Reynolds in Iowa and Ricketts in Nebraska, because, of course, we know that farmers in North Dakota were targeted by the Chinese with these tariffs. They were trying to move them away from their support of their president with these punitive tariffs. And now with the new China one, you know, China phase one trade deal, doubling the amount of ag products. The president said many times how amazed he was with the farmers in North Dakota, only group he's ever met with that doesn't want a subsidy. He goes, I offered him a subsidy. They said, we don't want it. We want a level playing field. But also thanked him on behalf of the farmers and ranchers in North Dakota, what he's done with the deregulation on the, you know, on Waters of the USA and NEPA and other things that would have crippled our ag and energy industries. And so it was a great, great, well-run, productive, came home with a bunch of good ideas, and can't wait to put some of those to work here in North Dakota.
What sense do you get from Democratic governors? I know the National Governors Association is all governors. It's not Republican governors, which is another organization. But are Democratic governors, you know, proactive in meetings like that to say, hey, here's at least an area we could, you know, try and forge some bipartisanship, or an area that they can work on, or do they have to kind of sit on their hands?
Well, it's a mix, because you've got some that understand that if even if you don't agree personally with every you know, statement the president might make, you've got to understand that the results are working. When the president's talking about historic low unemployment rates across every group in America and across every state, then essentially the policies are lifting up the economy of every governor in the state. So if you're a Democrat and you're running for re-election, you got a strong economy behind you in part. So it's an interesting challenge for them. And some of them understand that they're elected. As Brad and I do, when we're elected, we represent every citizen in our state. When you're a governor, this is a job where whether someone voted for you or not, we get up and work for them every day. Some of them get it, and some of them, of course, in this politicized world, when they get to D.C., they want to make political statements. Maybe they're, I don't know how they're back in their own home, if they're saying, hey, I, you know, boycotted the dinner or the breakfast because for whatever reason. But I think it's productive when we've got governors from both sides of the aisle, they're working together, because, it's the job of the governors to work for everybody.
We're chatting with Governor Doug Burgum, who was with President Trump yesterday at the White House and a couple-day meeting in Washington, D.C. for the National Governors Association. If you had to pick one thing out of what you're hearing that is yet to be done, an agenda item of the president's and one you'd like to actively see happen, what would it be? What's kind of priority one there?
For this year, there's work that could be done. If there's any chance for bipartisanship, I think both the Democrats and the president are talking about lowering prescription drug prices. If there can be progress on that, that would be fantastic. Democrats and Republicans all talk about infrastructure all the time. If we had a collaborative environment in Washington, D.C., they probably would realize that when we got an economy that's moving along at this rate, that investments in infrastructure could make a lot of sense, particularly if we recognize the importance of 21st century infrastructure, not just building, more roads, but build smart roads, not just building, wider cities, but building smarter cities. And if we can do that, then that's got really, it's going to set the country up for success for the long term. So those are two things that I think are big. And the other thing, which I think if, President Trump is reelected in a second term, I think there's a chance that, he'll dig even deeper on things related to what he's, called draining the swamp. Because I was talking to some, cabinet-level officials there about, the challenges that they have, trying to reform or transform or reinvent their agencies, and all the pushback they get from inside government itself, from the bureaucracy. And I think that he'd make even more progress. I mean, it's remarkable. He ran on eliminating two regulations for every one that was going to be put in. And the report they put out yesterday that they've eliminated, 7.5 regulations for every one that they've implemented. And lots of other governors from both parties are following suit. And that's also just a great thing for our country in terms of our competitiveness in the world.
Only have a minute left, but I do want to ask you about the budget. The president's budget's come out. I see that we have some concerns. Senator Cramer and others have said, wait a minute, can't do that on agriculture, concerned about some military cuts. I love the premise of, you know, taking a good chunk and a good whack at the debt for sure. But anything in the president's budget that you would not like?
Well, I'd say there's plenty of things to like in there. I know the one thing is they've, as I understand, there's $1 billion in there for, you know, research on quantum computing, which I think is fantastic. There's money in there for broadband. I mean, you think about a rural state like ours where everybody's walking around with a smartphone in their pocket. So now essentially everybody in the state's got a supercomputer. But some of the places where we've got no broadband, bad cell service, bad connectivity, it's like every citizen's got a, you know, a Porsche or a Ferrari, you know, in their pocket, and then we got dirt roads to drive on. And I think, you know, that ties back to energy, agriculture, and national security. And I still think that we don't have a great enough appreciation of what we need to invest in our information infrastructure, whether it's cybersecurity or the connectivity, and we have to keep pushing for that.
Governor, thanks for the time today. Thanks for the readout on the meeting. We appreciate it. I know it's a busy time, as always, for you, so our best. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Scott. Enjoy the pie.
I can hardly wait. Pie Social at 11. K-Fire Agri International. You got to find us. More after this.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next-generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken, that's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Hello, I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and I'm here to announce the arrival of Melissa. Melissa is ND Flagpole Guy, Flag Girl. Melissa came aboard to advance the overwhelming requests for American-made flags. If you have large flags and are looking to make them fly longer, call Melissa and get on her flag rotation routes. Flag rotation is a great way to increase the flag's life, so email Melissa at ndflagpoleguy.com to inquire about our flag rotation schedule. And thank you.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
at the Cape Fire Agra International. We're here today and tomorrow. I don't know how many years we've been doing this. The actual Agra International goes like 40 years, doesn't it? 43 years?
43.
43rd annual of this, right?
This is the 43rd, yes.
Holy buckets, yeah.
Well, they tell me. I mean, I wasn't here for the first one.
And I love this.
I was 12 for the first one, so I wouldn't have been here.
Agra International Living Aid Classroom is kind of cool. The kids are running around. They have a good time there. At 10 today, they have a pesticide certification. At 11, estate planning and tax tips from the Freedom Financial Group. They are doing a land values and trends session. Our friends at Pipers are doing that. Room 102 today at 3:30. That's always good. Show goes till 6 today. Then tomorrow, a lot of the same as well. RDO is going to do a sprayer customer event at 2 o'clock tomorrow. That'll be the only thing that's added to the schedule tomorrow. Otherwise, the classroom's happening. The long-term care planning and tax tips is happening. Land values and trends from Pipers. And the succession and transition planning from the Freedom Financial Group. We're also going to chat with some of the folks that are displaying their wares here today, aren't we, Todd?
We are.
Yes, we are. So a lot of fun. And again, a lot of folks coming together here from the ag community. The Living Ag Classroom is a wonderful event. And that's a neat tradition where the kids are here and they learn. I mean, because the kids don't in the classroom learn that, you know, oh, Doesn't a steak come from a supermarket? I think that's what they think.
Yeah, food comes from a box.
Yeah, yeah, you get a box.
It would have been good for me to be here for the first Agra International at 12 growing up in Minneapolis, and we would have learned food does not come from a counter. It does not come from a box.
Freezer, yeah.
Freezer, well, it may come out of a freezer, but where was it before there?
Right, yeah.
Sometimes you wonder if kids know.
So the kids are learning thanks to the North Dakota Soybean Council, North Dakota Beef Commission, North Dakota Wheat Commission, Farm Bureau, North Dakota Corn Council, North Dakota Oil Seed Council, and the Northwest Bean Growers Association. So thanks to those folks as well. A lot of folks come together to make this happen, and it's a fun little event. We love being here. Please come by. Don't be shy. Say hi. Give us a little wave. Come over and tell us, hello and where you're from and how you listen and what you like and what you don't and all of that.
There you go.
Yeah. So I was thinking about this. So we're about to go into a pretty significant budget debate at the federal level, right?
I think, yes.
Because we're talking about reducing the deficit considerably. And whenever you have a budget, reduction program, there's a lot of pigs that squeal, to use a little pork vernacular.
You've been waiting to use that line all day. I'm going to the Agra International. I got the perfect line.
Now, so when people decide what's going to be cut in a budget, there is some truth to the fact that they're going to say, well, you know, there's about 750,000 people in North Dakota. So if we cut that, there'll be less pigs squealing there than there would be if we did this in New York.
So just what you want to do is choke the farm economy right now.
Well, no, I don't. I'm not advocating for it. I'm just saying sometimes that's how it happens. So when that happens, that's when you count on your congressional delegation to go, wait a minute. So you see Kevin Cramer doing a little bit of that now.
Absolutely.
And
I was thrilled to see that.
Yeah, I haven't. I imagine did we get a release from Senator Hovind's office? Because they all usually do.
There was one. I didn't really address it as heavily, but it did.
Yeah, here it is. Here it says.
Kevin's is far more heavy-handed, I think.
The budget request from Senator Hovind. The budget request makes important investments in important priorities. Kind of like he's doing like the governor did. Here's there's a lot to like in this. He goes on to say, as chair of the Ag Appropriations Committee, I'll work to ensure that we maintain support for our farmers and ranchers. While we have made important progress in trade negotiations and providing much-needed disaster assistance, farm country is still facing difficult times. It's vital that we maintain the Farm Bill programs and risk management tools our producers rely on, like crop insurance. So they're doing the same thing. They're raising concerns about it, and they should. I'm not suggesting that everything should be off limits. This is what the budget process is. The president proposes, and the Congress says, okay, thank you very much, but now we'll do ours, and then they actually work out a budget. My question is this to our audience. If you had to pick anything in the federal budget you think is just a waste of money, what would it be? What would it be? There's some sharp FFA guys over there. I bet they've got an answer to the question, don't you think?
Oh, I bet.
Their wheels are turning right now, and they're thinking, and they're saying, I'll be back now, but leave me alone. Don't talk to me. I don't want to be on the radio. Something like that. But You know, there is a
you know, nobody's ever caught any leprosy or anything from being on the radio.
They've
you
not.
You do not need to be scared about
no,
that.
No, no, exactly right. Yeah.
Never understood why people are afraid of being on the radio.
So do me a favor. Give us a call and let us know, or you can text us, too, where you'd start. You've got to pick one thing that you know, could be eliminated by the federal government. I don't get this, actually, because I think so many things we say, oh, we have a problem with this, so we need to it's kind of like disaster assistance, okay? So at some point, disaster assistance became a federal deal, and FEMA was born. I don't think the founding fathers ran around and said, we need FEMA. I don't know. Now, on the other hand, do we need a well-coordinated, a disaster response plan? Of course. Could the states do that? Yeah. They got National Guards. Could they then ask for help from other states? Yeah. I think they could. So,
sure.
You know, I mean, what I'm saying is we just, Department of Education, do we really need a Department of Education? I don't know what the whole thing costs us, but again, I think the best.
Why not let states have control of that in the first place?
Well, they kind of do. I mean, school boards
are already. Do we need a federal Department of Education?
Right.
States
I mean,
have control.
I
What's
think,
the purpose?
You've got to get you know what happens? See, you have education at the local level, right? And then you have a state educate like Department of Public Instruction.
Right.
Well, a lot of that is saying, well, we got to coordinate all these federal funds that come in. See. So
what if we didn't have to coordinate all that?
Right. I mean, there you go. Just so there's just.
Well, then my property taxes are going to go up.
There's just stuff that could go, and I know I know you've got a few. So let us know.
The Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Oh, for sure. What do they do? What do we need public broadcasting for?
Yeah. How much federal funding do you get?
Zero.
Okay. The Flag family doesn't get any. I'm pretty sure iHeart doesn't get any. We may have some. Tax incentive stuff, I don't know about, who knows, but, I mean, we don't have a big federal piggy bank to work from.
What could go? We're going to go to Wing, North Dakota to start. I think that's the place to start when you're wanting
to. Texter says, outrageous to pay out to retired politicians. Ooh, could you imagine cutting that? You get voted in.
Yeah, exactly. Go ahead, Wing. Come in, Wing.
Yeah, I called here a few years ago and stuff, and I was been having problems with Morton County, FSA.
All right.
And I had a meeting here the other day with FSA, and we didn't get much accomplished, and we're coming back to meet another day, but my guy that handles my paperwork has told me that I could not bring my representative, my bookkeeper and stuff. And before they told me to hire her and I could bring her to the meetings, but they won't let me no longer bring her to the meetings. I don't really know why. They told me if I brought her to the meeting, there would not be no meeting. He wouldn't even come out of his office and talk to us. And then he told us, my bookkeeper called him or texted him and wondering why she couldn't come to the meeting. And he just said, you can't come. And if you come, you have to sign a piece of paper. So if we, and if you come, you got to sign a piece of paper. Then she can't talk. And if she signs that piece of paper, then if they don't give me the money,
wait a minute. Did you go to the FSA office in Russia, Joe, or was this in North Dakota? Hang on, we'll talk more about it after the break. Don't go away.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins and Cronk Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire if there's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins and Cronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times, as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Cronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Cronk in Fargo today, 701-235-0119, 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. New Hampshire voters at the polls today casting ballots in the first in the nation presidential primary. The favorites, Bernie Sanders and Pete Buttigieg, who are coming off a virtual tie for first in last week's Iowa caucuses. Speaking at his own rally last night in Manchester, New Hampshire, President Trump suggested that that Iowa caucus debacle was meant to hurt Sanders.
Nobody knows who won. Actually, I think they're trying to take it away from Bernie again. I think Bernie came in second. Can you believe it? They're doing it to you again, Bernie. They're doing it to you again.
The first American infected with the coronavirus and evacuated from China is back in a San Diego hospital after being mistakenly released. Health officials say the patient was released after an initial test indicated the person was not actually infected. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Down by the railroad track, shooting BBs at old beer cans.
We're live for the State Fire Agri International Day. Going to talk with the folks at Farm Credit Services coming up. North Coast for Comprehensive Energy Solutions. They're here today. Legacy Seed, Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Stay tuned. We'll be chatting with them on what's on your mind, live from the K-Fire Agri International, where we are serving. Are you listening? Lean in now a little bit. Listen real close. Listen real close. You listening, Todd? Real close?
You're really all over this, aren't you?
Free pie.
You're so all over the pie thing.
Free pie. We're doing a little pie There's social today.
There's a zillion vendors who are paying confiscatory rates. I'm using Rush Limbaugh terminology.
I like that terminology, yeah. Exactly
to
right.
To be here at the Bismarck events.
And we're going to feed them free pie,
well,
too.
Well, we figured if that didn't get you in the door, and we are going to feed them.
Yeah.
First, what is it, first 100?
Yeah, 100 slices
first
today.
100,000 people get it.
So come on by. It's great pie. Hometown pies out of Devil's Lake, Malcolm and Teresa Altman. So come on by and see us. Free pie.
Nice.
Okay, so let me go back to Joe here, who walked into the FSA office in Russia and was told that he couldn't. And
I didn't know the Eastern Bloc was still around.
Joe, there's some people in the larger cities in our audience going, "What the heck's FSA? What the heck would he go there anyway? Why would he want to bring his accountant? Could you just explain why the FSA is important to you on your farm operation and what that relationship is like?"
Well, it's for low. You get lower interest rates when you're struggling to make it. You get lower interest rates, and they're supposed to help you out. But this office does not help you out. They told me that if I brought her to the meeting, I already said that she could not talk. But and it's I don't know. It's not a good deal working with them in there. They stress you out. You're never doing anything right with them. Nothing. No matter what you do, it's wrong.
Yeah, I would assume the reason you go in to talk to someone that you're working with there is to say, okay, here's my finances for this year. Here's the bills I paid. Here's what I need for next year for an operating loan, right? I mean, it's important. It's not like just dropping some papers off or something. You're waiting for an answer from them. So if they're saying you can't bring your accountant in, who you're bringing in, I assume, to explain everything. And say yes, this is what we've done. Here's where it's at. Then they want you in limbo or something. I don't know. What do you think is the problem? Why are they treating you like that?
I think they're trying to get rid of me. I made all my payments, and I think they're just trying to get rid of me. They're making it tough on me. I don't know why they're trying to get rid of me. She had complaints a couple years ago, and that's part of it about this,
Right, when you say she, you're talking about
Melody Heath from FSA. She runs the office. But they give me a new person because we weren't getting along. We had a meeting with Kramer's office, and so they...
There was about 250 people that weren't getting along with her. And
a lot of people, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there were a lot of complaints, and I remember that Senator Hoeven and Senator Kramer were given assurances that that would be dealt with appropriately, a little sensitive because it's a personnel issue. So I think it was up to Brad Tickerson to be a leader and take care of that situation, and it sounds like to me nothing's been done. So, if I were you and anybody else out there that isn't getting the service they like, I'd get right back on the phone to Senator Hoeven's office, Senator Kramer's office, and Congressman Armstrong's office and let them know. I, too, Senator Kramer will be here tomorrow. Actually, he's here a little early this week. I will let him know when we bring it up next week for sure because...
There's a whole bunch more stuff. This is just a little thing. But how am I supposed to get anything done if I can't take my bookkeeper to... he said I don't want to hear nothing from her. That's what he said. That was exact words to me. And then if she comes to that meeting, she's got to sign a piece of paper. But she can't talk at that meeting with me. I mean, she can't even talk. So, I don't understand. Can you tell me what's going on?
I can't tell you. I think that it sounds to me like they don't want any witnesses around for, anybody verifying what kind of behavior is going on there. Because that's no way to run a railroad. I don't get it. I don't understand it at all. But, this is to me what drives me crazy about bureaucrats, because they just want to put their head down and not fix anything. They want the problem to go away. People complain, oh, they're going to act like they're doing something. They're busy, 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 busy. And then it just fades in because, they don't want to do anything. They don't want to actually take action. That's just the life of a bureaucrat, especially federal bureaucrats, because they can hide a lot easier.
And they tell me that I do not do anything right, but I made all my payments this year. So, thank you.
I'm at a loss, Joe. I wish I had more answers for you other than, maybe the FSA office should go away. Maybe that'd be one way for Trump to save a little money in the budget. I don't know. They could go to Farm Credit Services and get just as good a deal. So I don't know what to tell you, Joe. I really don't. I would call Senator Hoeven, Senator Kramer, and make sure that concern that was from many, as in hundreds of people, not resolved yet, and that they know that, okay? All right. What would you cut out of the federal government? One of our questions today on the program, and here is Frank. Frank, you're next, and what's on your mind?
Well, here's my silly answer. I got two, though. This is the first one. The silly answer is our Army, Navy, and all that stuff. And you have to ask why. Well, we have a big...
I can't get my jaw back off of the floor you're suggesting cutting the Army and Navy.
Yeah, we have a big defense people to keep the socialists out. Well, they're already here. So why do we need one? That's just a funny question. But my real question is, anybody who's drawn retirement from 20 years in service for the government, they made millions of dollars. Why do we have to give them a big retirement check besides? When I retire and I'm going to get Social Security, and if I have some farm income still coming in, they're going to tax my Social Security. Are we taxing their retirement? Because they have millions of dollars worth of assets, they make the loss for them, and for us. But they want us to pay them. But I don't think they're paying enough on their retirements.
So,
cut their retirements
by how much?
If you can't steal enough in 4 or 6 years, well, I don't know. All of it. If you can't steal enough from the employees, which is our people here. You're not doing a very, very good job there. No, that's kind of tongue in cheek. You got good ones in North Dakota.
We do. Yeah.
But there's a lot of bad ones out there.
So, and maybe that would mean there'd be a few less people interested in being in public service, but that might not be all bad either because they'd be there for the right reasons. To me, if you work 12 years for the federal government, you get a fair, contribution, pension, like any other federal employee would.
When you're in the military for 20 years, that's enough. But these politicians, they're under it. 30 years, 40 years, they
right.
never leave.
No.
You got to carry them out.
So there's another area we can take a look at. I don't know what that would say, but I thought, we should start a list here and keep going.
It makes me feel better that I'm taxed on every dollar I make, even when it's Social Security dollars.
Yeah, exactly. All right, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Others welcome at 800-228-0550. We got a bunch of texts we have not had a chance to get to as well. Right now, though, we need to chat with. We don't need to. We want to. We want to.
We're going to.
We're going to talk with the big boss, CEO of Farm Credit Services of Mandan, farmer-owned cooperative lender. Hello, sir. How are you?
Good. How are you, Scott?
Aaron Vedder's here, folks. Aaron's been with us every year, and he is the most popular guy at the Agri International. We hand out pie. He hands out checks. So I think that's a good deal. You got him again this year?
We do, Scott. And actually, this year, we raised our patronage from about $2 million to $4.5 million. You know, the ag economy has had some struggles, and so we thought that we're going to try to do everything we can as a co-op to give back to our owners. And so it equates to about 0.5% back on all the interest that they paid over the past year.
Wow. That's the kind of rebate you like, right?
And it's all cash.
Rebate on interest in a check, and the checks are literally here, and you hand them out.
Yep, we do. And, you know, also over the past 18 months, we've lowered our interest rates several times. We also mainly lowered it on our real estate loans. We call it the Ag Rate Advantage. Most of those rates, we dropped about 75 basis points or 0.75%. And so that, along with patronage, no fees, it's really a good deal for our owners.
And rates right now in this economy are pretty good, aren't they?
They are. You know, if you look at the yield curve, you go 30-year fixed rate on a land loan, it's near the bottom of what I've seen in my career.
Give me your assessment of where we're at in the farm economy today. Coming off, obviously, a rough patch, trade negotiations, terrible weather, crops still in the field. I mean, the future has to look better than the rearview mirror, but what's your sense of how we're going to dig out?
Well, Scott, that's a heck of a question. You know, if I had a crystal ball, I maybe wouldn't be doing a real job, and I would be drinking drinks out on the sand. But, you know, it has been challenging, but our farmers are resilient. They're the best capitalist in the world, in my opinion, and there is some pain out there. But most people have sharpened their pencils, and they're getting through okay.
So, and what do you expect coming into this year? Now, we got a few trade deals signed, right? China deal, phase one at least, and USMCA, others in the works, opening up some markets. That's always a good thing, right?
Yes. You know, I'm an optimist, and so I do think that that will bring possibly a bump in our commodity prices. I don't think it's going to be an instant fix. You know, if you look at supply and demand, I think it's going to be challenging going forward as well. However, if we don't trade, it creates a problem because we create more bushels in volume than what we have to use here domestically. And so I think it's only a positive thing. And hopefully that brings a bump in our commodity prices over the next few years.
I'm just a radio guy. So you're the ag lender here. You're the CEO of Farm Credit Services of Mandan, and you'll have to check me on this. Interest rates combined with land values holding pretty darn good gives me a comfort level that that these guys are going to be okay. I mean, obviously you're going to have folks that are going to tip over and just, you know, too much debt, individual situations, but nothing like we've seen in the past with a wave of bankruptcies and, you know, other really, 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 really tough times across a wide swath. Do you agree with that?
Scott, you're exactly right. You know, back in the 80s, we saw double-digit interest rates and land values drop by about 50%. We're just not seeing that. Interest rates have held really low, and that's supported land values, and so it allows us time in most circumstances to be able to work out a situations that might be tougher. And so I would agree with you. We're not at a 1980s level. We're in challenging times is what I would call it.
And in challenging times, you want a friend across the desk, like the folks at Farm Credit Services, and I imagine you encourage folks just to come on in, and you know, you're going to help with the stress, figure things out, right?
That's right. We pride ourselves in being ag lending experts. And, you know, if I'm sitting on the producer's side, I would want somebody who's knowledgeable that can help me, that understands their financial picture and can work through things as needed.
Good to see you, Aaron, as always.
Thank you, Scott.
Take care, Aaron Vedder, Farm Credit Services. He'll be handing out those checks. So come on by and say hi at the Farm Credit Services of Mandan booth here at K-Fire Agri International Bismarck Event Center, where we invite you to come on by today and tomorrow. And a little pie social today and tomorrow, as a matter of fact. So that's right. Come on by and enjoy some pie at 11. It's free.
Scott Hennon here with Vince Webker from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Minot. I'm going to take the 2020 Wellness Challenge with Vince. I want you to do the same thing. And what am I doing? Looking at hot tubs and saunas at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. How does that connect to wellness?
Well, you're better physically, you're better mentally, you're better relationally. Everything in the human body works better in hot water or in the heat of a sauna. You just can't go through life without it. You will be better.
Every day made better. From Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich, a Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven, and I have been in Norway 179 times and had over 49,000 people on tour with me during the past 50 years. Come and join me on my 44th annual Norway Luxury Tour to beautiful Norway, July 20th through August 4th. See Norway at its very best. There is a fjord in your future, hundreds of waterfalls and spectacular mountains. We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar, the Olympic city of Lillehammer, plus Oslo, Bergen, and Trondheim. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me toll-free at my number 1-800-343-0093, and I will send you a complete packet of information on this tour. 1-800-343-0093. First come, first serve. Welcome along.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Today.
I've been long.
Sheryl Crow is 55, I heard in my ear.
Yes, so, you
yeah. Did. Yeah, I did. Exactly right. So Todd's asleep on his MyPillow. I hate when he brings his MyPillow to work. Because he just, you know, he snores like a sailor. Oh, that swears like a sailor. There's that. Yeah, I don't know. Snore like a bulldog, maybe. I don't know what's the...
Wake up!
The MyPillow deal of the day is pretty darn good. Well, for one, we should figure out a... tell you what, if you text or call me with your top three in New Hampshire today, and you get it right, we'll put you in a hat. We'll draw out a free MyPillow, okay? So who's is it going to be, you know, I think everybody thinks it's going to be Sanders, Buttigieg, Klobuchar, maybe Biden. But, you know, whoever your top three are, you let us know, and we'll give away a MyPillow. So there's that. There's MyPillow towels, which are fantastic. Every time I pull it off the towel rack, I'm like, yes, this is actually going to work. Because most of the towels you buy now are that lotiony soft stuff. They don't work. They come in white stone, mineral gray, ocean blue, royal purple. Todd has royal purple towels. He does. And light blue sheets. So he goes for the really cool colors. I love the sheets. They are the absolute best. You just must own these sheets. And right now they have a buy one, get one on that. If you buy Mike Lindell's book, From Crack Addict to CEO, you get free shipping on anything you buy. All of this at MyPillow.com. Just click on the Radio Listener Specials, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. How much can we save by having Pelosi pay her own bar tab? That's one of the suggestions on reducing the federal. I'm not sure it's alcohol. I don't know what it is. There's something not right there. I don't know. Yeah. Eliminate the IRS. Implement a consumption tax, says somebody else. But question of the day today is, what would you eliminate out of the federal budget? Eliminate federal funds to Planned Parenthood. Why do we fund the murder of babies? This is the most sensible person on the planet Earth. I mean, it's ridiculous. A woman has a right to choose, Scott. I don't think so. I realize the Supreme Court decision said it so. That was before ultrasound. So that'll get fixed at some point. But in the meantime, should I have to pay for it? Should I have? Absolutely not. The UN and foreign aid. Get rid of it. Okay. How about the secret slush fund those on the Hill pay their interns from Post? I don't know. No, oh, the slush fund. Yeah, yeah. I know what he's talking about. The slush fund that they have, a slush fund that pays, you know, settlements. So if you have a inappropriate, relationship with a member of Congress, it can kind of go away. Why that's there, I have no idea. Just Google congressional pig book, $4.1 trillion that could be cut. Yeah, I don't disagree. All right, folks, we're at the K-Fire Agri International today on What's on Your Mind, having a grand time. And you come on by today, free pie at 11. Malcolm Oatman's getting set up right now, getting ready to serve up the pie. And it's good pie. That's right. That's at 11 o'clock with Todd and I, but come by anytime and join the fun. There's a lot to see here, biggest show ever. Huge amount of exhibits. One of them is North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions, and Bob Harms is here from NDCES. Hi, Bob.
Good morning, Scott. How you doing?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
Good, good. What kind of pie are you guys serving this morning?
I don't know. I'm guessing some caramel apple. I'm thinking some berry. I'm thinking some. Yeah.
If there's pecan, I'll be there.
He's a pecan guy too. They have a lot of varieties. It's really, really good. Yep, good stuff. So, why is North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions at a ag show?
Well, we've given this a lot of thought, and you know, without the ag producers, the landowners in North Dakota, energy has no place to go. They have to have a partnership with the landowners, and ag is still a huge industry in North Dakota. And when wind farms are built or oil and gas projects are developed, it's all on landowners' land that we want to help support. And we're having a nice time helping people understand the facts about wind in North Dakota, and be here for the next couple of days talking with folks.
What kind of questions do you get from people?
Oh, well, I just had a conversation. How do I get a wind farm on my land? How much do they pay? What kind of lease should I be looking for? Terms of that sort. And we've only been here about an hour, but that's the last couple of questions I've had.
That's interesting. So I mean, that's a good dialogue too. Do you find there's two camps, people that like wind, love the fact that they're able to gain some money from a lease, and that's nice in tough times, a little unexpected revenue, and other folks that just for philosophical reasons, I don't like the look of them, or I don't like the fact that they've gotten subsidies to get where they're at. And it's one or the other. You're not anywhere in the middle. Usually.
No, I think there might be a third camp. There might be some undecided yet, but there's still another fellow stopped by today, and he says, bring me all the wind turbines you can. I want them all on my land. And so you have that that viewpoint that you just described, and then others who don't like the looks of them, don't want anything to do with them because of the production tax credit that has been in place for 20 years, and it was recently extended for a year. But then I think there is a fair amount of people in North Dakota that understand the private property aspects of it. And, you know, if Scott Hennen wants to have a wind farm on his farm and Bob Harms doesn't want one on his, so be it. But I don't want to tell Scott Hennen what he can and can't do with his land.
Yeah, I mean, no. When you...
It's kind of fundamental.
When you pretty much take on any debate,
yeah,
you know, the idea of private property rights is a great baseline to start from.
Yeah.
And say, okay, now, okay, what about that? But take it from there, and you guys have done a great job of making that point. All right, hopefully stop and see you. Thanks.
All right, you bet. Good seeing you, Scott.
More after this.
Tioga, a place to grow. A place rooted in small-town values and budding with big ideas. A place with a hearty work ethic and energy that shows. Enjoy our new community center, outdoor pool, park and rec activities, thriving schools, state-of-the-art clinic, the nicest general aviation airport in the state, and a vibrant Main Street where opportunity abounds. Tioga is fertile ground to grow your family, grow your business, grow your career, grow your garden, grow your faith and your community. It's a place to call home, where everybody knows your name, where people still smile and wave. Whether you're passing through or seeking a destination, pop in for a visit. You might just decide to plant new roots. Welcome to Tioga. Come grow with us. Visit the Tioga Chamber of Commerce at tiogand.org.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.